Blog Talk Radio.
About it with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine, and all palm trees blowing in the wind. I wish you were here. Yes, yes, yes. So glad to be with you, you and you today, sending you lots of love and hugs, and of course, we're sending our prayers to you, and trust that you are praying for us also. We appreciate you. We appreciate the prayers. Trust you're praying for me today. I'm trying to make it through. Praise God. Amen. If I don't, you hear some other voices, I'm going to pass it over to someone else. You know if I don't make it through, okay? Amen. Praise God. But truly, we want to continue to pray for Karen Battle, who has problems with her lungs. We're sending full prayers to her today, again today. That complete recovery is today. Complete recovery when she go back to the doctor. We will hear a good report. And then we're going to ask you, whose report are you going to believe? Okay? And we're going to believe the report of the Lord. That's what we will believe. And also we are praying for Bo Pittman, who have sleep apnea, and we are sending the prayers of the righteous to him today in the name of Jesus. To Mary, we send forth our prayers to you today, who had a stroke, an aneurysm. We trust and we want to hear words, Lord, that God is moving in your life, and we are continuing going to pray for Mary in Jesus' name. We're praying also for Robert Battle today with his breathing. Have a problem in his breathing. He had pneumonia in his lungs and a few other things, blood clots and what have you. And we're praying for his continued recovery, that God will have free course in his life today in the name of Jesus. We speak the words of life to you right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we ask you to grab a hold of faith right now in the name of Jesus. We also pray for Philip Redder, who has a bone infection in his elbow. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that you touch Philip. In the mighty name of Jesus, make him every whit whole right now. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Lord, we're praying for Nikium Landers, who lost her job. She lost her job, and she needs your help right at this hour, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We're praying for Michael Jr., Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, touch his mind right now, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it, God. Lord, we ask you to touch Angel with it. Touch her. In Jesus' name, touch her mind and her spirit right now. In Jesus' name, change things in her life. Father, change things right now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, and we thank you. Touch Sharon Leonard right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch her body. Touch her mind right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for what you are doing in this hour, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for saving the unsaved, Michael Simpson and David Neverson and Topper and Ben and Lord God, we just thank you for saving the unsaved right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we are going to believe that it's going to be all right for them today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for going into St. Thomas and touching there. We're going to New York and touch there also today, Father. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, and we thank you for it, God. We thank you for what you're doing because you are a mighty, mighty God. We give you all the praise and all the honor for what you're doing. I know I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to talk a little bit today better than I was this morning. Let me read a little word for you today. Honest doubt is not a barrier to the discovery of eternal verities. Rather, it is a gate through which every intelligent seeker of truth eventually passes. Honest doubt is not a barrier to the discovery of eternal verity. Rather, it is a gate through which every intelligent seeker of truth eventually passes. Govern yourselves accordingly, and we thank you for it today. We thank God for the listeners. We thank God for those that are here today with us. You know, we thank God for them also. Praise God. Bishop, he's still with us. Amen. I know y'all say, oh boy. I mean, he been gone a while. Now he's here a while. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Deacon Michael. I think he's awake. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody was asleep. It must be a sleeping spirit going around. Because our engineer was asleep, trying to get these people awake today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Trying to get them awake. You all sound a little foggy, you know, today. Praise God. Amen. We're leaning up. Listen here. This is the day that we are leaning on Jesus. Okay. I'm going to tell you, this is for real today. And we are just who we are, praise God, and we're leaning on the Lord. Because things happen. You know, always there is something that happens. You know, and when you walk in this walk with God, something is always going on. The devil never get tired of messing, do he? He mess with everybody. But you got to understand, some of us has been up praying on another prayer line 5:30 in the morning, okay? We had to get up and prepare for that, too, you know? So we get into a lot of things, God blessing us still, and we don't mind. We don't mind the, what shall we say, I don't mind the, discomfort sometimes. I don't mind that at all myself. How about you? Amen. Things happen, you know. And when you're doing things for the Lord, the enemy is going to do what? He going to come along and try to stop your progress. Oh, yes, he is. That's what he's going to do. So what we're going to do today is we going to just talk a little bit, and then we going to pass it on. Amen. I just have to push my way on through. Amen. I'm going to let God have his way. Amen. And because I know these other ones have something to say for the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And we are going to start with, the 8th chapter. First, I'll go to the 8th chapter of Matthew. Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. The first verse of the 8th chapter gives you a little groundwork here to start off with. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, If thou will, thou canst make me clean. Now notice, when he came, he worshipped him. Third verse say, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Now listen, first off, he did was worship him, didn't he? Before he asked for something. But we of today's church, we just want God to give us something without worshiping him, don't we? That's what we do. Come on, be honest with yourself. I know you don't never want to be honest with yourself. Oh, I do everything I'm supposed to do. No, you don't. You have to worship him first. You know, even when you're praying, you give him thanks and worship him. You know, in much adoration, much praise, do you see? And then ask what you got to ask. And, you know, find out. You might find out you'll get it a little more, get more of what you want. But going over into the 17th chapter of Matthew, and it's saying, Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Arise and be not afraid. He came and touched them, huh? Now, when Jesus touched you, not ain't all the time he touched people, okay? When you read about the different things that happen and how he blessed people and everything, a lot of times he just spoke the word, okay? But he touched those people. Now, we're going to do a little exercise here, and then I'm going to pass it over to someone else. Amen. I just want you to get this drift today. And what we're gonna tell you, the little exercise is, tell Jesus to touch me. Say, touch me, Jesus. That's what I want you to say. Okay? Now, the fifth chapter of Lamentations. Okay, this is going to be a little odd, but the fifth chapter of Lamentations is what I want you to hear. If you don't be in a place where you can read your Bible, just say it. Remember, O Lord, the first verse say, what is come upon us? Consider, behold, our reproach. And let the church say, touch me, Jesus, touch me. Our inheritance is turned to strangers, our house to aliens. Oh, God, I need you to touch me, Jesus, touch me. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. Touch me, Jesus. See, somebody's in these positions and they need a touch. That's all I'm trying to say is they need a touch. And you need to cry out to God, touch me, Jesus. You're asking him now for him to do what? Touch you, deliver you, bring you out of whatever is going on in your life. Huh? We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Touch us, Jesus. Our necks are under persecution. We labor and have no rest. Touch me, Jesus. I am so tired. Touch me, Jesus. You know that's why I say by these sleepy people. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Oh, touch us, Jesus. We need a touch, God. We're giving away everything that we have. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Touch me, Jesus. Touch. I need a touch from you. I don't hear nobody saying, touch me, Jesus, because you don't want Jesus to touch. You want to stay in the condition you're in. And if you cannot ask God to touch you, you don't recognize the things that you're into, that you're going through, that is happening in your life. Lord, have mercy. You have a problem. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that do deliver us out of their hand. Oh, touch me, Jesus. I definitely need a touch right about here, you know. And I'm thinking about if you're not, see, we talked about being convinced yesterday. We talked about the previous message. We talked about being convinced. So when you are being convinced, if you are convinced that you know Jesus, you love Jesus, he's in you, you are convinced of he is who he is, you're going to ask him to do what? Touch me, Jesus. Touch me, because I am convinced, even though these things have befallen me, even though there's an enemy in the camp, I need a touch from you today, God. Just one word today, glory be to God, and everything will be all right. I know it will. He said, we get our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Oh, my God, we are in trouble. Hallelujah, we are in trouble. Glory to God, we need a touch. Don't you need a touch today? I know you need a touch. This is why this message is here, because you need a touch. You're going through all kind of chaotic situations, and you got all kind of enemies against you. They're in your house. They're in your car. They're in your church. They're in every real job. They're all over the place. Everywhere you go in the store, you got somebody want to run over you and stuff, or snatch your pocketbook, or knock you down or something. You got enemies all over the place, and you need Jesus to touch you. Amen. You need to ask him to touch you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy today. I need a touch. Don't you need a touch? I know I need a touch. When I jumped up this morning, the enemy had hit me, and I had been asking for a touch ever since I got up. Praise the Lord. Since I opened my eyes, I've been asking for a touch. Now it's around 2 this morning. Amen. And the enemy had decided he was mad because we are shaking his kingdom, and he don't like it, and I don't like him a bit either. Praise God. That's why I'm pushing my way through. That's why I say, touch Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need a touch right now, Father God. I can't make it by myself. I can't do it in my own strength. I need your strength right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm saying, touch me, Lord Jesus. Oh, touch me right now. Hallelujah. There ain't no one else I can move with. Their touch, don't mean a thing. But, Lord God, your touch means something to me today. Help, Lord, help. You know, when Peter got out the boat and started to walk in the wind began to blow strong up against him, and that water began to move up into the ship and everything, and all he got to do, he say, Lord, help. I need some help here. Lord, this is what I'm saying today. Touch me, Jesus. I need help. Hallelujah. Don't you need help? Don't you need help when it looks like everything is going down? Huh? Well, when everything looks like it's going down, the word of God still will stand. It will stand in the midst of any storm, no matter how fierce the storm is. The word of God is still going to stand. Oh, and it could carry you through too. Hallelujah. Touch Jesus. Ooh, I'm so tired, Lord. Touch. You know, there is a tired spirit that's going through the land. And every time you look, the saints are speaking of how tired they are. It's not anything they're doing so special. It could be something you eat too, glory be to God. But nevertheless, it's making them tired. But then when you think about what the scripture had said in Daniel, said that there was going to come become that time is coming that we're going to be tired like that, huh? He's taking all our strength away so that we won't get the job done, you know? We won't be strong soldiers in God's army. We won't be able to call on his name. We won't be able to function in the world. And this is what he's doing, trying to take all your strength from you. But I'm saying what the Bible say, rise up, saints, rise up and be counted among those that are sanctified. Don't be afraid, as the 17th chapter of Matthew in the 7th verse said, rise and be not afraid. Take back your position. You're going to move in spite of how you feel. You're going to go forth anyhow. It doesn't matter how you feel. See, this thing is we go about feeling too much. Every time we look around, we want to go, oh, I don't feel well. I don't feel well a whole lot of time. But I push and press, and I press my way on, and I feel a little better every time. Glory be to God, because God is my strength today. Hallelujah. Isn't he your strength? Isn't God your strength? I sure hope he is. Glory be to God. See, you are that army that's coming forth now. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You done been troubled so much and so long and perplexed and everything, and the devil trying to get you in despair until you don't know what to do. But the Bible say that you may be in that way, but you're going to get up and go anyhow, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. You're going to get up and go, and you ain't going to fear what the devil do. Are you? No, you're not. Why? Because ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. And if God is in you, ain't nothing too hard for you, because you can succeed. You are a winner. You go ahead because you are already convinced. You are already persuaded that there ain't nothing impossible with God. Hallelujah. Long as you stay with God, you can make it. Glory to God. As long as you can make it. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for that word. Amen, coming from Apostle, amen, this morning, amen, touch me, Lord, praise God, say it, right, even as we, amen, is speaking, touch me, Lord, amen, and if you just open up your mouth, amen, and mean it from your heart, whatever you need, praise God, amen, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, he got it, am I right? All you got to do is say, touch me, Lord, amen, as I was looking at this as Apostle was ministering. I was looking at verse number 2 in chapter 8 in St. Matthew. It said, and behold, look, there came a leper, and worship him. And, you know, worshiping is not what we do, is who we are. Hello, somebody. Oh, when you love the Lord, amen, it ain't what we do, but it's who we are. And he began to worship. Praise God. Amen. If you are a worshiper today, praise God, something going to happen. Praise God. And saying, Lord, if thy will. And I begin to look at that word if. You know, oftentimes you hear people say that if is a doubting word. But I believe the Lord is saying the same thing today he said back then. Praise God. He said, if you will, I will. And this leper came to the Lord and said, if thy will. Amen. And he came not with a doubt, but he came with an expectancy. Amen. Expecting something because he needed a healing. What do you need today? Amen. From the Lord. Thou can make me clean. Praise God. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will. Oh, the Lord, amen, whatever, amen, we need, amen, the Lord, he got it, praise God, amen. I reminded of the scripture when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these other things will be added. Praise God. So he's adding, amen, something, amen, right now. Amen. He will turn that negative into a positive. He'll turn a bad situation and make something good out of it. All you got to do, amen, is come with some expectancy. Praise God. And he'll do just that. Praise God. He's moving now, even as we speak. Why do you say it, Bishop? Because the word is in the atmosphere, praise God, and he know what you need even before you ask. But oh, if you open up your mouth and mean it from your heart and say, touch me, Lord, praise God, he'll give you just what you need or what you asking for, praise God. Ain't you glad about it that we serve a risen Savior and it's all about him, praise God, and there's nothing too hard for him. Nothing that he cannot do, praise God, and he do it, praise God. All you got to do is believe it. The Bible tells me that all things are possible if you only believe. And this leper got, amen, something from the Lord. Why? Because he came with some expectancy, praise God. And, oh, you know, now this disease was catching. It was contagious. And back then, leprosy was a form of today's what we call the AIDS virus, of the HIV virus, praise God. And you know what they said about that? Once you catch it, the doctors don't have no kind of pills or no kind of medicine for it, praise God. But, oh, I know a doctor, or above all doctors, praise God, in Jesus, praise God, he will, amen, cure you today, praise God. You may have something that doctors say he cannot help you, but oh, when the doctors say no, Jesus can say yes. But oh, you got to ask him, open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to today, amen, but he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And oh, thank God, amen, that the word is falling on good ground, praise God. He will touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And verse 4 say, and Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses command for a testimony unto them. Notice how Jesus operated within the law. He did not do anything outside the law. He said, I didn't come to do away with the law, but I come to fulfill it. And back then, praise God, in Jesus, when he was walking on the earth, praise God, you had to go through the priest. So this is why, amen, he had did the work, but he, amen, he wanted to be confirmed. So in other words, he's sending him to the priest. So the priest, praise God, can say, you know what, you're already healed, praise God, and you have my blessing that you can come back and be around now normal people, praise God. So if you sick out there today, praise God, and somebody had laid hands on you, had prayed for you, and you have asked God for that touch, then you can go to the doctor and let the doctor confirm it, because you know your counsel is dried up, your counsel is healed. And, oh, you may have diabetes. Oh, and the doctors can say, you don't have to take them pills anymore. Why? Because you have looked to the hills from whence coming all of your help. And all of our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Praise God. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. Oh, he will touch you. Praise God. I'm reminded, praise God, of the woman. Oh, I feel like preaching this thing, that had an issue of blood for 12 long years. I don't know how long your issue, amen, been going on, praise God, but today is your day, praise God. All you got to do is say, touch me, Lord. Oh, praise God. And she, amen, the Bible says she had whipped from doctors to doctors, and she had spent all that she had. Oh, you know the story, praise God, till she had got broke, all the money at the bank, praise God. When you don't have no money to go to the doctors, you can't pay, praise God, that see what they are asking for, praise God. And you know that you need blood work. And all you say, Lord, I need a touch here. I done got a bad report, praise God. But God, amen, can turn that negative into a positive. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. And oh, tell me, amen. She had to press her way. How many know, amen, that it's a blessing in the press, praise God. And it's funny how when Sunday roll around, everything get in your way, praise God, to keep you out of the church house. But oh, you got to have a pressing mind. You got to have a pressing spirit. And this woman, she pressed her way to Jesus. And she said within herself, see, this thing got to come from the inside to the outside. It got to come out of your heart when you want to touch from the Lord. If you want to be saved, you got to say, Lord, touch me. Oh, you got to repent from your heart. Oh, you want a healing, you got to come from your heart. Oh, say, touch me, Lord. And she stretched out, amen, her hand and touched the hem of his garment. And tell me, the virtue left out of Jesus. And he said, who touched me? Oh, praise God. I declare, if you stretch out your hand today and say, Lord, touch me. Oh, if you touch him, he'll touch you. Oh, he's always right there. He said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. Oh, I'm glad about it today that we serve a risen Savior. And he sit on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for you and I, praise God. And he always right there with outstretched arm, saying, whosoever will, let him come. He said, and if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Ain't you glad that we serve a risen Savior? Oh, come on, stretch out your hand and worship him now. Praise God. Oh, wherever you may be right now, say, touch me, Lord, and he will touch you. Oh, and the woman, she fell down and began to worship. When the Lord done some fire, you ought to give him some glory. You ought to give him some praise. You ought to magnify his name, because the doctors didn't do it. Oh, the doctors had gave you up. They say, I can't do no more from you. The pills ain't working. But all, if you open up your mouth and you look to the hills from whence come in your help and say, touch me, Lord. Oh, he will touch you. Oh, I declare today. Oh, say, touch me, Lord. Oh, and she said, woman, go thy way. Thy faith have made thy whole. You got to stretch out in faith. You got to believe and trust God. And this is what this leper done. Praise God. He fell down on his knees and began, praise God, to worship the Lord. And he got something from the Lord. Why? Because he opened up his mouth. If thy will, thy can make me clean. Oh, if you want to be clean today from your sins, oh, he'll bring you out. He'll bring you out with a mighty hand. He suffered, bled, and died for our sins today. Oh, it was not Buddha. I'm not talking about a religion here. Oh, but I thank God for that intimate relationship with Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm glad about it today. Oh, and I thank God that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because I know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Ain't you glad today that it ain't no big eyes? It ain't no little use, but it's all about Jesus. Oh, he loves us today. He loves us with an everlasting love. Why do you love him, Bishop? Because he first loved me, and he loves you today. Ain't you glad about it? Say, touch me, Lord. Oh, he will touch you. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, I thank God. When Jesus was walking, tell me that there was 10 that had leprosy. And all they ran and said, Lord, have mercy on us. You know, that is a prayer today. Oh, I often tell the church, it ain't how long you pray, but it's how strong. It's not, oh God, the length of your prayer, but it's the strength behind it. And all they say, Lord, have mercy on us. And Jesus said the same thing to the 10 that he said to this one. He said, go show yourself
to the priest. All praise the Lord. Notice how the Lord operated inside the law. Praise God. And they turned and was getting in a hurry. Until on their way, their face began to clear up. Their hands began to get new. And they looked at one another. But they turned, one turned around. Say, wait a minute here. This priest did not do this for me. I'm going to turn around. Somebody need to come on back to the church. Somebody need to come to the altar. Somebody need to worship and say, Lord, I thank you all for what you've done for me. I could have been cut off, sleeping in my grave, but oh, you had mercy and you brought me out. Oh, praise the Lord. Say, touch me, Lord. And the one came back, fell down on his knees, and he said, Lord, I didn't come to beg you. I didn't come to worry you, but I come to give you some thanks for what you've done for me. Somebody say, touch me, Lord, and I thank you for what you have already done. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you, oh, for what you already have done. I bless your holy name. Lord, I give you praise, and I glorify you. And the Lord began to talk to the young man and say, now, wait a minute here. Were there not 10? Where are the other 9? Oftentimes, folk look for the crowd. But, oh, this thing is a self case. Somebody ought to help me here. Oh, if the Lord have done anything for you, oh, thank God. You may have to separate from your family. You may have to be on an island all by yourself. You may be talked about, scrutinized, oh, criticized. Oh, they may turn their back on you. But, oh, when you come to Jesus, it's more than the whole world is against you. Ain't you glad that Jesus is Lord? Oh, and the Lord said, go that way. The faith has made you whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Now the other 9 got the healing. But what about salvation? Oh, you can this not say now. Now you know what? The Lord said he looked on the just like you do the unjust, like you do the just. All praise the Lord. He reigned on all of us. Praise God. But we want, amen, the whole man. Jesus concerned about the whole. Amen, the spiritual. Praise God, your physical and the material. He's worried about the whole man today. All praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, that Jesus, praise God, he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Praise God. And you know, they got their healing. But what about salvation? And this young man turned back and went down on his knees and talked to the Lord. And the Lord said, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thy whole. Oh, he got it all, praise God. Ain't you glad, praise God? All you got to do is give him some thanks. All you got to do is open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. Oh, he will touch you today. He will open doors that is closed in your face, praise God. I don't know what you're facing today, but all you got to do is say, touch me, Lord, and he'll touch it today, praise God. He's always right there, praise God. I'm reminded, praise God, of the centurion. Praise God. He was a leader of men. And he came to Jesus. Praise God. And he asked the Lord for help. Amen. For his servant. Oh, praise God. And the Lord said, I'll go. He said, no. He said, I'm a man in authority. And I tell one to do this, he do it. I tell another to do that, he do it. He said, but all you got to do is speak the word. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, help me. Oh, the Lord, praise God. Oh, his power in his words. Why? Because he is the word. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was God. And the word was with God. And the same in the beginning. I thank God that Jesus is the word. Jesus is life. It's life in the word. And oh, the Lord began to talk, amen, to the soteria. And he said, oh, praise God, all you got to do, Lord, is speak the word. Praise God. Oh, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. And the Lord turned around to his followers and said, I haven't seen no greater faith even in Israel. In other words, I ain't saw this type of faith in the church. Come on, somebody ought to help me here. Oh, praise God. Sometimes, often those that on the outside have greater faith than those that's in the inside. Oh, y'all done got quiet on me out there. But oh, thank God. Oh, you got to trust God. Oh, trust the Lord in all of your ways, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But you got to open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. And if you say, touch me, Lord, he will do it, praise God. Oh, say, touch me, Lord. Oh, praise God. And oh, the Lord said, go thy way. Your servant is healed. And tell me on his way back home, tell me they met him and say that he is up and going around. And he said, when was it done? And he remembered the time when the Lord spoke the word. Oh, it's power in words. It's power. Oh, power lies in the depth of our tongues. Oh, you can speak death or you can speak life. You can speak blessings or you can speak curses. And this man here in chapter 8 said, if thou wilt, that can make me clean. Oh, he came to the right person, praise God. And he came to our Lord and our Savior. Oh, to someone that can help him, praise God. He needed help. Had to be separated from his family. Couldn't work on a job. He couldn't do nothing. But he got tired, been sick and tired. Oh, he could not do anything, praise God. He couldn't even talk to his friends. Why? Because this disease was catching. It was contagious, but all he said, touch me, Lord, and God touched him. You can make me clean, and the Lord is making somebody clean right now. Oh, he's emptying. All you got to do is empty out, and he will fill you, praise God, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Ain't you glad about it, praise God, that God is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. He is a bridge over troubled water. Oh, he will do great things in your life, praise God. Oh, he will manifest himself. He will show up and show out in your life, praise God. This is why we don't have to have jealousy and ill towards feelings and malice towards one another. Why? Because he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. But you got to open up your mouth and say, touch me, Lord. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, if you say, touch me, Lord, everything will be all right. Thank God for his anointing. His anointing restores the yoke. And he said, by, oh God, his stripes, we already healed. We are delivered and we'll set free. Why? Because he took 39 stripes. Amen. He took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. Thank God for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank God that we serve a risen Savior. Thank God, amen, he yet making intercession for us. Thank God, amen, that what he do for one, he'll do for all. Thank God, amen, that he is the only true and the living God. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to say, touch me, Lord. Stretch your God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give him praise. Give him glory. Come on and worship him. Oh, if you're worshiping, while you're worshiping, he's working it out on the outside. Praise God. He say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Ain't you glad, amen, that he know all about us? Praise God. I thank God, amen. People, amen, amen, look at you from the inside. But God say, I judge the inside. He judges the heart. Ain't you glad about it today, amen, that we serve a God that know all about us. And all you got to do is say, if thou will, you can make me clean. That's all it was. All the man said, a few words, praise God. Oh, you know, if is a big word to God. It's conditional. Come on now. He yet saying the same thing. If you will, I will. He said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, Then I will hear from heaven, and I'll forgive your sin, and I will heal the land. Oh, he would do it. He would do it for this nation. All we got to do is keep on praying. Keep on crying out for the United States of America. Keep on praying for those that's in authority. They can't go no further than God alive. Come on, help me somebody. Because I know within my heart that discretion come not from the east, not from the west, but they come from on high. Oh, I'm glad about it. Promotions always come from the Lord. Oh, if God have done anything for you, you ought to say, touch me, Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop, love you. But Jesus, love you more.
Praise the Lord for that word from the bishop and from apostle. We thank the Lord for that, for them heavy-duty words that they bestowed upon us this morning. And you know it's so true that all we do need is a touch from Jesus. You know we all need a touch. Let's face that. We all need that recharge. We, you know, those that have some, we need a recharge. We need some more touch. Some of us need more than a touch. Some of us need a hug. You know, things going so bad, we just need a hug. But you know how it is that God still is with us. No matter what we do, God will still be with us. And we need to understand that, that God is always going to be with us and he's going to be beside us. So when we get that touch, like I said yesterday, what do we do with it when we get a touch? Do we spread the love? Do we understand that it's culpable for us to do this? Do we understand where are we coming from with this? But we all need a touch. We all need that touch from the Lord. So as apostle and bishop say, just say, touch me, Jesus. When things going bad, say, touch me, Jesus. Now, some people use it in a different manner. When they get in an argument, they tell the people, well, the Lord need to touch you. You know, and some people, you know, to me, I think that's using it wrong. Say, touch him, Lord. You know, use it in the right direction and say, you know, is that, Lord, we need some help. Lord, we need a touch. Lord, we need to be fulfilled in your name. And we need to understand that the Lord is always by our side. And the Lord will always be with us. But we got to ask, and we got to do ask and say, Lord, touch me. Lord, touch me. Can Lord Jesus touch me? And that's the main words for today and for the week. They say, touch me, Lord. And you know, people don't know how to ask these days. It's just say, touch me, Lord. But we got to learn how to ask. We got to learn how to be transpired with Jesus and understand what's going on. We need to understand what's happening when we ask for this, because a lot of times God might be trying to get our attention also. He might have already touched us, but do we understand when we're touched? Do we understand when we're blessed? And that's another thing that we got to understand to get through to us, is that when the Lord does things for us, do we understand it's being done? Do we understand when it's done? Do we understand that it's already there? And a lot of times God has to get our attention. And when the Lord gets our attention, do we understand what that means? Do we understand where he's coming from for us? But we all need to learn how to ask for a touch. And we all need to say that. You know what, Wes? I start saying that on a daily basis, is Lord, touch me. You know, especially when they get up in the morning, say, Lord, touch me. Get me through the day. You know, because I really appreciate the Lord getting me through each and every day, because we got to understand he wakes us up every morning and we can get out of bed and we can continue to do the things we do. But if it hadn't been for the Lord, how can we do the things that we do? But, you know, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord. And this is where we run into a problem at, for those who don't understand that Jesus Christ is our Lord. So, therefore, they don't understand how to ask to touch me, Lord. They don't understand what that means, touch me, Jesus. So, you know, we got to try, and our job is to try to get these people to understand is how to ask for a touch, how to continue to be in line with Jesus and how we deal with these situations. And that's what we're here to tell you about today, is to say, touch me, Lord. And when we all comprehend the touch, we'll be in line with Jesus and we'll understand what we're going through, because God will show us. He will always show us what we need to do and what we need, but we have to ask. And that's our thing. We have to ask. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to show us, what's going on, to show us what to do and how to handle these things. So in my sayings and in my closing, I just say, touch me, Lord, and all we can understand. And I'll pass it over and say, touch me, Lord, and we can continue to touch and continue to ask the Lord to touch us. And we need to continue to do that and ask the Lord to touch us. And now, here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Our next speaker is Pastor Sharon. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Pastor Sharon.
Praise the Lord for the word. Touch me, Jesus. And that word is very powerful. Asking the Lord to touch us and, you know, saying, touch me, Jesus, because there's so many things that is going on, and we do cry unto the Lord and say, Lord, I need a touch today. I need you to have mercy upon me today. I need you to turn things around. And I'm reminded that when even Jacob, even though he was going to a situation where he with Esau, his brother, and he needed a touch from the Lord. And when he met up with the angel, he would not let it go. Why? Because he needed a touch from God to know that he is still blessed. That God had to reassure him that you are blessed. You're already blessed. You're already blessed. And even when the word that came forth today, that let us know that even the woman with the issue of blood, that she needed a touch from the Lord. She needed a healing. She needed a healing. And it may not be a disease or a physical disease, but it could be a situation that you're going through in your life, and you need God to move on your behalf. And I'm reminded that Psalm 121 said, my help cometh from who? The Lord which made the heaven and the earth. And God is in control of all things. So all we have to do is say, Lord, have mercy on me today. Lord, I need a touch from you. Lord, I need from you. And I was hearing what the apostle, woman of God, was saying about we have to do what works with him. Let him know how great he is, how awesome he is, how magnificent he is. And he'll bring back to your remembrance where he brought you from, how he healed your body before, how he provided for you. And you start worshiping him and let him know that he is so good to you. And worshiping him and let him know that you're trusting in him, and let him know that you're depending on him, and you realize everything comes from him. He is the creator of all things, and God is the one that can change. God is the one that can touch. God is the one that can turn situation around. God is the one today. And I just thank God for the words that say, Lord, I need a touch. Oh, touch me, Jesus. You know, everything is moving by the power of God. And we need God to touch each and every situation, touch our minds, touch our feet, touch our heart, and most of all, touch our mouth. I tell you, we need a touch from him today. We need him to move. We need him to move. And a lot of times when you go to services, everyone wants a touch, right? They want God to touch. But there's times when you can just reach up and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Just like the man, he was blind. He cried out, and God came by and he healed him. He healed him. So today, whatever it is you're going through, take the limit of God. Take the limit of him today and just let him know I need a touch in my household. I need a touch in my job. I need a touch in my finance. I need a touch to keep going on. I need a touch, Lord, so I can press towards the mark of the high calling which is in you today. I need a touch, Jesus. Oh, touch me, Jesus. I tell you, you just need a touch from him. And when you get that touch from him, everything will be all right. He can strengthen you and let you know that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm right there beside you. I'm right there at your side. I'm right there in the midst of confusion because I am peace. I need a touch. I need a touch in the stormy wind. I need a touch when all hell is coming down. I need a touch from you today, Lord. And we're going to bless him and magnify him. Why? Because we're going to believe that he's already moving on our behalf. We're going to worship him and let him know how awesome he is. Why? Because we expect him. We're in the spirit of expectation and we're expecting a move from God. So I just thank God for the word today. Touch me, Jesus. Every little thing, touch me, Jesus. Touch me, Jesus. Touch me, Jesus. And we thank God for the word. I just thank God for what he's doing because we all need a touch from him in order to make it, in order to continue to go higher heights and deeper depths in him. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is so good. God is so good. I'm going to say, touch me, Jesus. Touch me, because you know what? We all need a touch. And believe me, when he touch you, no man can get the glory. None at all. When he heal you, no man can get the glory. Because you know what? They're going to want to know, well, how did this happen? As far as medical or science go, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So today, just remember to ask God to touch you in whatever it is that you are going through, because nothing is too hard for him. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, the word is rich. It is rich. It is rich. Don't be greedy. Share it. Let someone else get touched by that word that has been put out there. Again, that's 347-857-3925. As every Wednesday and Thursday, you need prayer. You got a praise report. Come on and share it. You don't know who is going to touch and heal and encourage. Also, go to the webpage, listen to it. I tell you, God is good. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., yep, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So instead of going to the club, come on and join us at the prayer line, the Wailing Walls prayer line. You hear what it said? Wailing Walls prayer line. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. And that is hosted by our very own Elder Witted. So come on there, be prepared to tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. I tell you, tear it down, tear it down, tear it down. This is the time to tear it down. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying at 3 p.m. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And you can call in at any one of those days or time and ask for prayer. give you a praise report, or just pray with us. I tell you, God is awesome. Also, we are still looking for donations for our school drive as well as our upcoming Thanksgiving drive. You can stop by our church on Tuesday at 6 p.m. or on Sunday at 1 p.m. And that address is 31325 Country Road, 437 Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR437 Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Okay, for those of you that are out of the state, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And that's the City of Victory. P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Ask God to touch me now. I tell you, God is good. And also for those of you that want to send your donations for the secret of the kingdom within. I tell you, that's the latest book Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, she have others now. One shall be taken, and the power in its name. Oh, that one deal with generational curses. I tell you, you can go ahead and you can call Sister Diane at 407-406-1112, and you can order your books. It is a blessing, each and every one of them to read. I tell you, God is kingdom within. That costs you $24.95 donation with a shipping fee of $4. With a shipping fee of $4, you can send your donation in plus shipping. I tell you, God is good. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God. Let him have,
let God
have his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
I let go and
I
let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
You can handle it all, yes,
let go.
Let God.